increase. A prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of prayers for the precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. According to the working of God's mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand, in the heavenly places far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, and in that magnificent name, Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side. All of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do not hide your face from your servants, O Lord. Hear us speedily. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Lord bless you and your house and keep you. Glory to God in the highest. Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son and the Father, in truth and love. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Israel. In Christ we call upon our Father, and we ask that God would bless you indeed and enlarge your territory, that his hand would be with you, and that he would keep you from evil, that you not cause pain. God bless you indeed. Of the increase of your house and peace may there be no end, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from this time forward, even forever. In Christ we pray that you find favor in the sight of God, and he will increase his mercy towards you and your house. May it come to pass that God Almighty will send hornets before you and your family, which shall drive out your enemies from before you. Little by little he will drive them out from before you and your house, until you and your family have increased and you and your house inherit the land. In Christ we pray he will love you and your family and bless you and your loved ones and multiply you and your house, so you and your family shall rejoice in every good thing which the Lord our God has given to you and your house, you and the church and the stranger who is among you. The Lord your God will make you and your people abound in all work of your hands. The Lord will rejoice over you and your house for good, in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your possessions, and in the produce of your land for good. He has made with you and your house an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure, and he will make it increase. As a co-worker of God, we ask in Jesus' name, the Lord our Savior and our Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob, that the God of mercy make a hedge around you, around your household, and around all that you have on every side, and bless the work of your hands, and make your possessions increase. As your riches increase, in Christ we pray that you and your family do not set your hearts on them, but earnestly seek God and make your supplication to the Almighty, that you and your family will be found pure and upright. Surely now God will awake for you and prosper your rightful habitation. God Almighty, El Shaddai, grant, though your beginning is small, your latter end will increase abundantly. For your seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. God will cause you and yours to possess all these things. Praise the Lord our God. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless you in your house. The Lord has been mindful of you and your family. He will bless you. He will bless your house. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. God shall bless you and your house, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. The Lord, in the beginning, laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of his hands. They will perish, but he remains, and they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak he will fold them up, and they will be changed. But he is the same, and his years will not fail. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name is exalted. Now may the author and finisher of your faith increase your faith, that your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other. You and your house will abound with blessings. In Christ we pray that you and your family will give all diligence to add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For those things are yours and abound in you. Now may the God of hope fill you and your people with all joy and peace in believing, that you and your house may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God increase your joy. In Christ we pray that you and your house will abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in love and in grace. God is able to make all grace abound towards you and your family, that you and your house, always having all sufficiency in all things, have an abundance for every good work. God of peace increase you and your house all the more in strength. May the Most High and the Ancient of Days lift up a banner over you and your house. In Christ, we ask the Lord our God to bring you and your family to the banqueting house, and let his banner over you be love. May God increase you and your house greatly, and make you and your people stronger than your enemies. According to the integrity of his heart, may God make you and your house be fruitful and increase abundantly, multiply and grow exceedingly mighty, and produce 100-fold. In Christ we pray the Lord will increase your greatness and comfort you and your house on every side. Joy and gladness will be found in you, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, be enriched in all liberality. May the Lord God give the rain for your seed for which you sow and bread of the increase of the earth. It will be fat and plenteous. In Christ we pray that you and your house will honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so that you will scatter, yet increase more. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good. You and your land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and shall make his footsteps your pathway. In Christ we pray that you and your people will be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let you and your family gather by labor and increase, and you will receive your own reward according to your own labor, so that men will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely he is God who judges in the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, may God give the increase. May you and your house grow with the increase that is from God and expand all your borders. In Christ we pray the Lord will make you and your family increase and abound in love to one another and to all, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Concerning brotherly love, may you and yours increase more and more. And this in Christ we pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you and your people may approve the things that are excellent, that you and your family may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, who became for you wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in his name may you and your house increase in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. In Christ we pray that you and your family will know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, prudence, knowledge, and discretion. May you and your house hear and increase learning. Now thanks be to God who always leads you and your house in triumph in Christ, and through you and your people diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For you and your family are to God the fragrance of Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you and your house in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to you and your family all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called you and your people by glory and virtue, by which have been given to you exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. In Christ we pray that you and your family are diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you and your people abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let you and your family increase your joy in the Lord and rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Then you and your people will go to the altar of God, to God your exceedingly joy, and praise him. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house, and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. As a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you and with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, being of one accord in prayer and with confidence as a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name. We ask our Father in heaven, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us. As a co-worker of God, we are petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In him who is true as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, so be it. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.